Hey up, my G! Welcome back to Clear... No, let me do that again, sorry.
Can you do a normal intro? <That's> it, <then.
laughs> do it Welcome then. Back to This Side, everyone! Woo!
At least
he said List Side.
You're defo not rattled.
We're going to discuss, obviously, Fulham beating Brighton Hove Albion 3-0. They're in a great run of form, Fulham.
Why are we starting with that?
Yep, great run of form.
We've got to discuss every club, man.
Are we going to discuss how rattled you are by your weekend you had?
I had a
by Goldbridge and then by Joey Barton.
Joey Barton
coming at me from all angles.
Give me camera A, even though this is probably just on audio. Isn't
camera
it?
One, you mean?
Joey.
It's a big one. On
Joey.
Hey, Joey, it's Estelle.
I thought I got caught in the crossfire on that.
No, he's just a really angry bitter man, isn't he?
He definitely was on a bit of a come down from the night before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's give him more airtime than he deserves.
Yeah.
Right, guys.
Yeah, let's skip past that. You did nothing wrong.
I actually thought I had a good show on Saturday show.
Is this what you see this podcast as? Yeah. Just a chance to defend yourself against anything that comes through to your life.
Do you know what, actually?
People have been mean to me on occasion. So I'm going to defend myself as well.
Yeah.
Welcome to Defense On.
Yeah. No, but the favourite tweet, and you found this funny as well, when he tweeted
subscription.
I'm forced to watch this show at 10 a.m. on a Saturday.
He might be though. We don't know if he's being pinned down and
he could, you don't know.
A 12-hour stint in front of Sky Sports on a Saturday and he doesn't do anything else. Unlucky Joey.
Maybe he should get a job.
Do you know I don't want to get deep, but like things like this is just modern fucking it's like relating it back to football, everyone moaning about referees constantly. Everyone's just a bitter, Tom, everyone's a victim. Everyone just went, oh, I don't like this. Don't watch it then.
Yeah.
If you don't like this show, don't watch it.
Yeah, correct. If you don't like any of us and you don't like what we say, you don't have to watch this.
But we know the majority of people that watch this do secretly love us.
Yeah,
and guess
correct.
What, guys?
They don't secretly
love
us.
We love you. Not in a weird way.
Mine's in a weird way. but it's just like everyone's just a fucking bitter moaning.
Yeah, let's just
because your lives are shit. Don't mean that, anyone else
it's,
is.
It's
just
2024. Let's just spread some positivity for once,
yeah,
man.
Remember, no, not allowed.
All right.
What are you grateful for, Reeve? Let's get some positivity.
I'm grateful for all of you guys, man.
Oh.
You're all my friends.
Oh.
I like that. Don't ask the fucking question if you don't know the answer.
I liked it to me. I liked it.
Well, Lewis, what are you grateful for?
No, okay, hang on. You said I liked it. Tom went, and you went, what's Tom doing?
No, I went,
oh, nice. I'm grateful for having milk in the fridge this morning.
Do you know what? I fully believe that.
Yeah.
Good lad.
I could have some Rice Krispies.
What are you great?
When you open the fridge, like, oh, thank God I don't have to go.
Yeah, because you don't know if you're... Yeah,
that's
literally.
Mate, that's part of life's gratitudes, man. What are you grateful for, Theo? You live a fucking... And the fact that you're not grateful for anything when I know how good your life is.
I was actually going to say...
It's crazy you can't think of something.
It's going to sound odd, but I was grateful to see the sun this morning.
I do that every morning.
I woke up this morning and I looked at the curtains, the way there was light coming through the curtains.
Is that because it's been shit weather recently, so it's
probably
odd.
No, but
it's
I always
nice.
Know
that
when the sun...
March is the best month when the sun starts to peek out.
And my birthday's in March, Tommy. Huh? And yours.
Do you know what's nice?
And Cheltenham.
Like that's actually the reason.
Huh? What's that?
There's always like a nice plane in the sky in London as well.
Do you know what, mate?
No, there is. You like look up and it's always a nice little plane.
Yesterday, when I was cycling home from pitch side, there was like a bit of purple coming through the clouds.
What?
And then I don't know why it was purple, but there was. Maybe it was orange, I don't
know. Maybe you were nearly on the brink of passing out.
Yeah. And there was a plane. It must have taken off from Heathrow because London City couldn't get up that fast. And it came over the orange-looking clouds. I looked and I thought, damn.
They're the little things.
That, like,
it's always happening as well. There's always a nice picturesque plane.
Yeah.
In fairness, though, when you look up, it's probably a bird. And you think it's a plane.
Can you see planes?
Fucking hell,
can you see planes? Yeah, a little bit. They're a bit fuzzy.
Maybe it's an owl.
He starts going, no, man, not now,
not already. Anyways,
yeah, it's a nice positive start.
Actually,
nice
you did, you know, you touched on the referee moaning stuff.
Yeah.
I did a bit of research this morning, guys, in preparation for this show.
Jesus.
Whoa,
yeah.
I listened to the Gary Neville podcast. Brilliant. The 15 minute thing.
That's your.
That's his preference.
So your point of research is referencing other people's waffles.
Yeah, but he was obviously discussing the.
Do you reckon any other podcast in the scene go? Yeah. I was doing a bit of research this morning, guys. Research. And I stuck pitch side on this morning, and I thought, you know what, those guys are really, really informed. I'd love to hear if anyone have said that.
I also watched Match of the Day last night.
Brilliant.
He was talking about the Nunes goal. And I just completely disagreed with everything he said.
I agreed with everything he said.
Oh, of course you did, because you're fucking arse like ever, man. Honestly, you love pundits. This does me head in.
He's right, though.
No, he's not.
He is Forest.
What did he say?
He was saying it was 1 minute, 50 seconds after the Forest not getting the ball back, right?
Forest.
But the point's still valid that it was an incorrect decision that fucked them.
If they
should have got the ball back right, which meant the Liverpool going up there and scoring would never have happened. But no.
It's amazing we've listened to the same thing and you've managed to come to that conclusion. This is but crazy.
What he actually said was it
was the wrong decision completely. Yeah, Forest should have had the ball, but there was that much time left. It was nearly 2 minutes. Who's to say Liverpool still wouldn't have got the ball and gone down the other end?
Who's to say Forest
should have defended it better and fucking cleared?
Yeah, I agree with you that. But who's to say when?
How
Forest...
far are we going to go?
Hey!
No!
Let me talk.
I haven't finished. How about we go back to the 70th minute? Let's say Forest were given the wrong throw in when Liverpool. Should
now
have
you're
had
just
it,
being
like...
dramatic. But I'm who's not, to say that if Forest actually got the ball back, which they should have done?
Yes.
They were going to go and score.
Precisely.
They could have lumped it in. But that's my point.
But Liverpool didn't get the ball. Yeah, but Liverpool didn't get the ball back and go down the other end and score.
They shouldn't have got the ball back though. And
so how far are we going to go back? That's his point.
I don't know, man. It was a cock up from the referee.
I feel like
Forest got hard done by, and they have been hard done through the season as well.
But they had enough time to still not concede.
Yeah, I agree. But they also had enough time to score themselves if they had the ball, which they should have got the ball.
But they did have the ball during that 2 minutes.
I don't know, man.
Liverpool didn't have it just for 2 minutes after that.
I think you're being harsh. You sound like a Liverpool fan.
Liverpool.
Well, I haven't even heard the discussion from Gary Neville because I don't even do research. So, but it sounds like you can see both sides of the coin. No. If you actually
Reeves sitting
No. I'm not sure.
He's in his arse again.
This is the logical approach, right? They should have received the ball back. Yes, it's a bad bit of officiating, but if, like Tom said, they managed to retain possession afterwards, then it's definitely Nottingham Forest's fault that they've conceded anyway.
I'm not saying it's not their fault.
And did you see the goal? Who was that dickhead trying to clear the ball? It's embarrassing. It's like him trying to kick a ball.
I will say McAllister has shown some absolute cojones on that, man.
Nunes, man. Fucking
his movement as well.
Yeah,
but McAllister to pick him out.
Yeah, he's a great cross. Other than the defending, it was a really good goal.
Also, but... I don't want to go deep on Forest. Alanga should have scored throughout the game.
Yeah.
He had like a couple
Kelleher
of chances.
Had quite a few saves.
Liverpool were poor.
Kelleher's actually stepped up since Alisson's injury. He's done all right.
He's good.
If you play number two to pretty much the best keeper in the world, you pick up a few things here and there, I imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, straightforward.
He's training in the same sessions.
He probably starts the most teams in the Prem. Probably 10 teams in the Prem he starts
for. Yeah, definitely.
But...
He's unfortunate. Probably. Cheers for that, mate. He's 25 though, right? Is he? He's a young keeper. Is that quite young? Yeah, they don't normally hit their peak till like 28, 29. No, but I mean he's not as young as everyone depicted. That's quite young for a keeper though. No, I know what he's getting at though. No, they played it off as if he was a little bit.
Yeah, like he's a little like a child.
Bearing in mind he was in the
previous
final.
Mate, I tell you what though, in defense of Liverpool, winning games like that in the last minute is gonna do so it's gonna do huge for their confidence as well.
It did annoy me when I had the notification through they'd scored and I was
jarring. They kept their
and
lead
the last
ahead.
Man standing, you
they won kept their lead
quid.
In the Premier League.
Huh?
They won me 70 quid for that.
No really? One cares, mate.
Okay.
But that just means that even next weekend's even bigger now, right?
Mm.
No, what was your bet?
Anfield.
Just an Acker. They were like my last team on it.
Yeah, who was in it?
Can't remember. Like five teams.
Oh, gee, great.
Liverpool. And speaking of City, they obviously have Liverpool next. And then it's Arsenal. They got to play Liverpool and Arsenal.
6 points.
Big couple. No, I don't know about that one. It's a big couple of weeks for City
points.
Here.
Yep. 6 points. they'll have won the league by the end of April. Middle of April, it's done.
Well, if they beat City and Arsenal, they probably won the league by the end of March.
How's City going to beat City?
Beat Liverpool and Arsenal, they're probably going to win the league by the end of March.
Well, I don't think they'll be that far clear. They're still behind Liverpool.
But if they beat Liverpool and Arsenal, mentally, they've won.
Jesus, yeah.
You think?
I think they've mentally won it anyway. They're going to win the league. They're too good.
But do you actually think they're going to beat both Liverpool and Arsenal? Really?
Yes.
Really?
I think Liverpool do, mate. Just a wager?
Should you fancy a wager on it?
I've lost every wager I've had with you, though, so it doesn't really age well for us.
We'll have a little wager. Come on, we'll do loser boys, someone on the next stream after that game. I'm guessing we're streaming City, Liverpool.
Probably.
Yeah.
We are, yeah. It's next Sunday, yeah?
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
The next stream after that, the other one has to buy each other some food.
Mate, City got to go to Anfield, though. It's not an easy place to go.
They'll win.
They have half a team at the moment.
I'll give you the draw as well. I'll give you Liverpool and the draw.
They are still doing well.
Yeah.
City get a draw at Anfield, and Arsenal go to the Etihad and win.
Could happen.
Oh. Why is that so funny? I don't get it.
Oh, but you're joking.
Why is that so funny? Arsenal, the most informed team in the world. Why is that so funny? Why are you being a child for?
Oh, I thought you were joking. I thought this was like a skit.
Arsenal have every chance of winning that game.
You two are so childish.
Wait, Arsenal, I don't get what's so funny.
I'm laughing because of his scream.
Arsenal have every chance of winning that game. What do they do? It's footy, man.
You think Arsenal are going to go to the Etihad and win?
But if Arsenal want to win the league, they have to.
But we'll have a wager on it.
Okay.
And I'll give you the draw.
Has he pulled two bets out?
I'll give you the draw and
off. Do you have a betting problem?
I'll give you the draw and off. Yeah, the race hasn't started yet, so I need someone to... I'll give you the draw and Arsenal. What should we have on it?
Tenner.
No, I'm not betting money with you.
You still owe me 50 quid.
You still owe me 50 quid.
All right, whoever... All right, fine. Okay, here it is. The final day of the stream.
We're already doing something for that.
What day of the stream?
No, here it is. You can do it with their top off.
We're already doing
that. We're already doing that exact bet.
Spurs and Arsenal.
That exact bet.
Oh, but Arsenal going to finish past Spurs. So
yeah, so he's got his top off.
If Arsenal win, then I'm just doing the same thing anyway.
You can't take his top off twice.
No, but if Arsenal... All right, you give me the draw and the win, you've got to do it in your boxers.
But they can't see it.
That was already the thing. We were in speedo.
There's so many people on the stream, we can position him in front of the
He just really wants to be topless, doesn't he?
You Arsenal are going to probably get a result.
Let's do a proper wager, but this time you actually pay up when I win.
Now, give me something then for the last day of the stream.
No, we're not. Why are we doing that?
Also, last day of the stream, stop saying that. That's annoying.
The last stream of the season. We've already got a big wager with all of us on that. We don't need to.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's just say the person has to buy the other one a present for the following stream.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Up to £100.
Yeah. All right, fine. Yeah, deal. Fine. Yeah, deal. Deal, deal.
Cause City. Get me, sort me a City shirt out for the next few streams, right?
Yeah, just so.
Going back to the Manchester derby, Rakesh Meshford. He had a poor game, but what a goal.
Yeah.
I think he
did have a poor game. He missed one of the shots. Remember it came across.
He spooned that shot.
It's hard though, isn't it? When you have none of the ball, it's...
Yeah, they did.
They had more shots than Man United possession. Man United had 26 shots.
Oh, yeah,
shots,
27 shots. Yeah, that's insane.
I know what you mean.
But it is odd, though, because I feel like United, up until like the 70th minute,
they defended pretty well,
but...
They had a game plan. And
I think if you just don't touch the ball for 70 minutes, you're just knackered, and City just punished them in the last 20
minutes. And City never once looked worried or urgent or anything. They just knew. They were just calm.
Even in their post-match interviews, like when Foden and Kyle Walker were doing it with Sky, they were like, well, we kind of knew that it was a waiting game and we'd just win anyway.
But then
that's the ethos they have, isn't it?
But you got to think, they've got, if you look at City's team, they've literally got Haaland, De Bruyne, Rodri, Foden, who are probably four of the best match winners in the world.
Yeah.
Who can just win a game like that.
Yeah.
It's what Foden did, really. They were struggling a little bit to break him down, weren't they? And then he just shifts the ball goal and it's...
When a team score a screamer out of the blue like that, like Man United did, a lot of the times they could just end up winning it from that screamer. But then Foden said,
just sitting in, yeah.
I'm going to match that.
But there were two of
us, wasn't
it?
What
are you talking about?
Oh, no.
Foden screamer equalised.
Two real worldies, weren't they? The third one was a...
Foden's second goal was pretty nice as well, but it wasn't a worldie.
I think I should have done better with that myself, but...
But
I'm a goalkeeping hater.
Haaland, he is human.
He was rubbish yesterday, wasn't he?
He weren't rubbish. He was.
Every single chance he had, he missed.
How can you sit there and say Rashford is rubbish when Haaland missed one of the worst chances we've ever seen?
And also, watching him in the air.
His heading is terrible.
Inflatable head.
No one's saying he's not.
I think he's only got like four in the last 10 now. Is that right?
Isn't that all in one game?
Premier League.
Not including Luton,
No, look, he misses the most chances in the league because he has the most chances. That's just...
You know, he's actually underperforming now.
His XG?
He's
20 XG, isn't he?
Yeah, he's like 20.8 and he's on 18 goals. Last season, I think he was like, what, 7 ahead?
Yeah, it won't affect him. He's not that type, is he? He's just
he's got his goal. He got his goal.
Yeah.
He managed, which was a nice little finish,
yeah.
But obviously the standout player in that game was Philip.
Oh God, he's so good.
Phil Foden. Guardiola, in his post-match interview, called him the best player in the Premier League right now.
Yeah, fair comment.
I think he's been the best player in the league this season, yeah. I don't think he's the best player.
No, but he's been the best player this season. Funny you say that, Tom.
I've been saying that for weeks, Theo. I said, and you all rinsed me when we
he's
did.
He's trying to roll it into a segment.
Oh no! I thought you
were angry. Listen to me. I am right.
Angry in defensive.
He did that face. No. He did that face where he was about to come at me.
So what we're gonna do? We're gonna roll it into. Shut up for a second and let me say that I am correct.
Sorry, Theo.
Well, guys, here on list side, we're going to be doing, off the back of obviously Pep Guardiola, we're going to be ranking our 10 best players in the Premier League this season.
No, it's not what
currently.
It says.
Currently.
Well, that's the list I've made. So
currently.
It's currently, today, the 10 best players in the league.
No, it's current.
Yeah,
that's what we're saying.
So what is currently, right now, today, the 10 best players in the league.
So Foden, best player according to you, yeah? But would you say...
No. He's performed the best this season. That doesn't make him the best player in the league.
Who's been the best player in the league this season?
My list is wrong, man.
Yeah,
we've had such a big conversation in the chat, and I'm still confused how there's confusion around it.
Currently, who's the best performing players in the league?
Yeah,
you just said performing.
It's the same.
No, it's
not.
No, it's not. So
not the same.
If you're the best, if you're currently the best performing, you're currently the best player.
No, you're not. Oh my God, you're an idiot.
You are, man.
No, because
Kevin De Bruyne is the best footballer in the league.
Correct.
Currently, Foden is playing and performing better.
I agree with that. Yeah.
So which one is it?
For me, they mean the same thing.
No, they don't.
I thought you were an idiot.
This is why in the chat I never understand what you're trying to say, because we have the conversation of trying to differentiate.
You should say all he says is current.
The Prep
he just agreed
says,
with us and said, yeah, no,
rank
but I don't
your
agree
top 10
same,
best Premier League players current, any position.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. Yeah. Yes, it does.
No, it's either performing or outright ability.
Yeah.
They're two different lists.
Me and Reeve have done like performance.
I've done performing.
For example, Ollie Watkins this season has probably been better than Haaland.
Yeah, for
Ollie Watkins is not better than Haaland.
Yeah.
Does that make sense, Lewis?
He doesn't get it though.
I've sort of taken a mix.
Does that make sense, Lewis?
How can you take a mix? You either choose one list or the other. That doesn't even make sense.
I blend.
No, I've chosen the top, the 10 best players in the league.
He's picked one that he's going to stick with. Theo and I have done performing in our opinions, and then you've done a mix.
Mainly because I'm not having a Villa player in this list. I will die before that happens.
Yeah, I've got
right
two.
Then.
If Ollie Watkins is one of your lists, you should be ashamed
he's
of yourself.
He's probably in both, isn't
he? He is.
His second touch is a tackle. I'll go first then, because mine's different.
Fifth, I got
Bukayo Saka.
Right, 10th, I got Ollie Watkins.
What?
You've nibbled. Right, 10th, Declan Rice.
Okay.
9th, Johnny Stones. 8th, Heung-min Son. 7th, Bernardo Silva. 6th, Phil Foden. 5th, Haaland. 4th, Salah. 3, Van Dijk. 2, Rodri. 1, Kevin De Bruyne.
Suck my balls.
Well, he's done his own list, so he can have his own segment. Oh, put that in a different clip.
And we'll I've got Ross Barkley in 10th.
He ain't the fucking 10th best player, is he?
Ross Barkley's actually in 9th for me. That's not a joke. The top 10 best performing players in the league this season. Can I do one? I'll do honorable mentions afterwards. 10th, I have Heung-min Son. 9th, Ross Barkley. 8th, Douglas Luiz.
That's fine. He's definitely in the top 10 performers.
7, Declan Rice.
6, Ollie Watkins. 5, Virgil van Dijk.
5?
Wow, yeah. That's fucking low, mate.
4, well, the 4 above him, I feel like, slightly better.
4th, Bukayo Saka?
4th, I actually have Bukayo Saka.
No way.
Wait, what do you mean?
What?
Saka, 4th?
I don't not disagree.
Are we redoing the fucking TikTok again? What's going on here?
Well, current mate, he's been Arsenal's best good, player.
Like. What?
Third.
But you're watching, mate. It's like when you call Gusto shit. Bit weird.
He can't defend.
Bit weird.
Did you see he's defending for the fucking header? He's shocking.
Bit odd.
Third, Rodri. Second, Foden. And first, Salah.
Have I lost my idea? Like,
first, Salah.
Saka.
Wait, did you not say KDB at all there?
No. He's not played enough.
He's barely played. Has he been doing best performance?
First, Salah.
Yeah, I feel like
over Foden.
Yeah, because the games he hasn't played, he was in AFCON. Liverpool are pretty much first because of him.
Yeah, but
him
you and could Van Dijk shifting Trent them to, prior to his injury. Then
you think Saka's been your best player this season?
Yeah. There's honourable mentions for both centre backs, but
Well,
better than Gabriel, better than Declan Rice. He's been your best player, Saka.
Yeah, genuinely.
Have I watched a different Saka this season?
No, you just have an agenda.
I don't have an. I really like Bukayo Saka, but he's not been good this season.
What? He has been good, mate.
Hasn't he got like 24 goal contributions?
Oh, shut up. Watch him, man. He hasn't been good.
You don't think Salah's good, so your point is irrelevant.
I don't think Salah's good, but I've got him as the fourth best player in the league.
Yeah, I don't know how you just turned like 24 goal contributions into like, it doesn't matter.
Because
it's a bit significant.
He hasn't been.
I think he has been. I don't think it's crazy to say he's been Arsenal's best performing player.
I'd like to know what Arsenal fans think of that in the comments.
Well, you've got two of them right here.
Well,
I know.
Gabriel and Saliba. Yeah, to be fair, if I was going to go out of the centre backs, I'd probably say Gabriel's.
Gabriel's
been your best centre half. I think him and Rice have been better than Saka, though.
Right, I'm going to start with my honourable mentions then.
Okay.
I got Son, Allison, Bowen.
What are we doing honourable mentions? Just do your list.
At number 10, Douglas Luiz. At number 9, Declan Rice. At number 8, Gabriel. At number 7, Rodri. 6, Salah. 5th, Saka.
Oh my God, Saka's not been better than Salah.
Rodri's low, man.
Where have you got Rodri?
7th.
6th, Salah. 5th, Saka. 4th, Haaland. 3rd, Watkins. 2nd, Van Dijk. 1st, Foden.
I don't mind the top 3, but I don't think Haaland's been top 10.
Top goal scorer.
No, I know, but I mean, like,
fourth is high. We've already established.
I don't know. I think you're comparing him off last season. If you're top goal scorer in the Premier League, he'd be pretty good.
He's a poo poo at the moment.
He scored 4.
You said you could get 8 up front for City.
Yeah, but come on, man. I'm joking. It'd be serious for 1 second in your life, man. Jesus Christ, man.
Bro, yeah, fair enough. He's got 18 goals, but there's people that have been more consistent than him. He's had a lot of games where he's just.
You think he's been better than Salah this season? That's crazy.
That's mental.
It's crazy.
Salah went to AFCON for a lot of it as well.
He's like 3 weeks.
Yes, sir, and he's still ahead of him in goal contribution.
So's Haaland's been injured.
Why are you having a go at me?
I'm not having a go.
You've done the wrong list.
I've done the current best players in the league.
Your list, right?
This is mine.
Stop trying to change it on these lists.
You haven't put Haaland in your top 10.
I don't think he has been top 10.
Oh, I think that's incorrect.
I think in terms of service, he's done all right.
Nah, man, I think that's wrong.
No, it's not wrong.
I don't disagree with that.
What? Just because he's top goal scorer in the league doesn't make him a top 10 player.
This is my argument with Saka.
You're just doing what he's doing and then you're disagreeing against him.
What do you mean?
You disagreed with him. He said exactly the same about Saka and you've just used the exact argument with Haaland.
No, because Saka contributes to games more than Haaland does. Saka actually gets involved.
How is being Haaland, top goal scorer in the Premier League not contributing to games?
Because we've just discussed he's underperforming. He's underperforming. He should have scored more.
Yeah, he should definitely be on more goals.
He's been in the top 10.
I don't...
I don't like
top 10. That's right,
great.
I can't believe Saka's in your top 10s, if I'm honest.
I think you're actually crazy.
He has been comfortably
when I've watched
the best 10
season,
players
this
are you
year.
Mental?
He hasn't, mate.
Are you mental?
Why
are
he
are
really
we,
hasn't.
Why are we...
How,
are we,
how is it...
I don't know. I don't know why.
He's 5th.
No, but why are we 2 points off first after we beat Sheffield United, of course? when we have no striker that's scoring goals, all of the goal contributions and impact from our offensive contributions are from Saka.
Are they?
Yeah.
Because Martinelli's been off the
pace. I actually question if you watch football because
Saka doesn't watch football. Out of the two of us, Theo, it's me who doesn't watch football.
No, but I actually think it is true.
So let's see how many goal contributions has he got? Thing.
You just are wrong on everything.
I don't think Gusto can defend.
But you said he's not very good.
I don't think I said he's not very
good. You did.
I said I don't rate him personally.
You got cooked.
Oh no, I got cooked by virgins online.
Saka's on 13 goals and how do I see? Go scroll through. 7 assists. You're on 20.
And how many goals have you scored?
I don't actually know off the top of my head.
I'm on like a plus 39 goal difference.
We have scored 62. So he's involved in a third of the goals.
Third of our goals.
One guy.
It's not quite a third, but
okay, great,
but I don't think he's been that good this season.
But how can you just listen to what he's said?
Because this is my whole point.
It's the eye test.
Trust me, I played in America. I know what I'm talking about.
You just watch him play, yeah.
Oh, he's right.
Where you going? Well, I was going to say to that. That's all you say. So
no, that's what you were about to say.
Yeah, that is what I was about to say.
I'm trying to see, has Haaland even got an assist?
Yeah, he's got like 6.
Has he?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's on 24. And he's basically the talisman, right? For that City side, in terms of goal contributions.
Oh yeah, in terms of contributing to, yeah.
Premier League table.
We're scoring them, yeah.
And City have scored 62 as well.
Oh, he scored the same goal.
So he's as impactful as, and he's not even the number 9.
But do you not think
that's impressive? There's a right wing
top 10 best.
But your wingers are your main goal getters.
Martinelli's like, not contributing that much.
City's aren't. You play differently, don't you?
Do now, yeah. But
yeah, it's like saying comparing it to Liverpool's number 9. But when it was Mane and Salah, they were the goal getters. So it's already going off. Firmino didn't contribute as many goals, but their main source of goals.
Yeah, that's only because we have had a striker that's just not very good at goal scoring.
Precisely, yeah.
Yeah, but
look, Saka's been decent this season. When I've watched him, I think he's been poor in a lot of games. What was the last game we did the stream when you won? Who did you beat?
Newcastle 4-1, and he was pretty fucking good. He got 2 goals.
No, he was good. You battered someone.
Newcastle.
No. Before that,
West Ham. 6-0, and he got 2 goals again.
I wasn't on it. I wasn't on that stream.
No, I was in Barbados. I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
Palace, he was terrible. He was terrible in the away game.
I'm pretty sure did he not score in the Palace
game? No, he didn't do anything in that game.
I don't know if that's true.
I bet you didn't. Bet you any money he didn't.
Ask the results.
Bet you didn't. I remember that game. I promise you. I don't think he did.
Every footballer doesn't play amazing every game.
I know.
He's been consistently very good, though.
I don't think he has when I've watched him.
I didn't actually get a goal. Which fair enough. Gabriel got 2, didn't he?
Arsenal did win 5 now.
Martinelli come off the bench and scored twice, didn't he?
Yeah.
Still won 5 now.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
we haven't even discussed yours.
Oh my God.
Mine's good, actually.
There's a Newcastle player in there.
Agenda.
Yes, no. There's a Newcastle player that you've all missed.
It's not though, is it?
I mean, it wouldn't bother me, but like Rodri in 7 is pretty.
That's crazy.
Over it.
Yeah, exactly. It's an opinion. Who knows?
That's crazy.
10th, I've got Bowen. 9th, Anthony Gordon. That's a disrespectful that none of you's even mentioned him as a shout out to him. He's one of the most informed wingers in the league.
You can't say that every week.
He's unbelievable.
When you draw with shit teams and he doesn't do anything.
He does do something. He's our best player most games.
What did he do against Arsenal?
Yeah, I mean, that's not great.
He has been playing well.
He's been unbelievable this season.
Yeah, he has been good.
I think Gordon's been better than Saka this season.
What?
I'm not joking. I really do.
Oh,
I swear to God.
I'm impressed that he said that. I don't have to.
You don't agree with that, do you?
I don't agree with that.
Honestly, mate, I think Gordon is more impactful and he's more of a threat than Saka.
What are you?
I do, mate.
Oh my Lord.
But Gordon's scoring.
Gordon's playing in a much worse team, and I think he's more of a threat.
He scores, but he doesn't win games.
He's taken a bet against you
for Newcastle.
You are.
Gordon like scores for Newcastle, but he's not winning games for Newcastle.
No, I agree.
They're not as good as Arsenal.
So? I agree that he's more impactful because we have less of those players.
We
go down that left wing and he's causing all our problems, really. But no, I wouldn't say he's better than Saka this season.
I don't think he's a better player.
Yeah,
either or. I don't think either are true.
Yeah.
Eighth, I've got Rice. Seventh, Ollie Watkins. Sixth.
Seventh, Ollie Watkins.
Yeah, man.
Seventh.
You got it if he's like.
I'd say higher though.
I've done a mix, haven't I? I couldn't put him above Haaland and live with myself.
He's a Villa bastard. Fuck him. Go on.
Sixth, Haaland. Fifth, Salah. Fourth, Saka. Third, Rodri. Second, KDB. First, Foden.
But so you've done a. You actually have just done a mix.
Done a blend, yeah.
Blend.
Yeah.
At least you're open with the blend.
Yeah.
Open with a blend.
You can't really argue order that you've done that either, which is a bit annoying. But
are you trying to say mine's the best list?
No, I'm trying to say if you've taken both lists and mashed them together, yeah, then it makes sense.
Yeah, but you haven't done the prep sheet.
Yeah, you haven't. You put Kevin De Bruyne second.
Yeah, I'm in the
prep sheet. Kevin De Bruyne hasn't been the second best player in the league.
What, and he's been defrosted from his cryo chamber middle of January, and now he's actually playing football.
So it's KDB. Prior to his injury, Trentsman was pretty good.
He came on against us and instantly fucked us right in the ball.
But that was his first game back. That was long hair KDB.
That showed the difference he makes, and he gets on the list from that game alone.
Fair enough.
I don't understand how Saka's ahead of Salah when the other week, when we did...
I didn't put him in.
When we did a team of the season,
not been the best player this year though.
When we did a team of the season, three or four weeks ago.
Only of recent weeks, Tom.
And the whole thing was, oh my God, you haven't put Salah in when he's been the best player in the league. Not one of you had Saka in your team. Not one of you. And now you've all got him ahead of Salah. I don't get it.
Football changes, man.
What's happened in three weeks? You've got to stick with the twists and turns.
Why is Kudus in your list?
Yeah, he's not
in your team this season. Salah,
I haven't done on form. I've done the best 10 players in the league.
You put Kudus in over Salah, man. I'm not having your opinions.
So none of you answering the question.
You did put Kudus in.
Why? I put Salah first.
Why?
But Foden's been better than Salah this year.
I disagree. I think
putting Salah ahead of Foden is more of an argument than Saka ahead of Salah. That's crazy. You've put Saka ahead of him.
Each to their own, bro.
So why wasn't Saka in your team this season?
I had to put one player in at the time.
Which was who?
Well, since team of the season, Salah's been in Africa. He hasn't been playing that much. And then he got injured.
And then he came back and scored straight away. Yeah.
Okay, so?
Got an assist on it.
So in 3 weeks, it's changed. Salah's gone from being the best player in the league, according to you, to Saka's been better.
You're picking up these minute little details.
It's not minute, though.
You've just done the whole list is wrong.
It was a massive row the other week. You telling me that Salah's been the best player in the league... And now you've put Saka ahead of him, who wasn't even in your team.
But you put Kudus in your team.
But this isn't the point.
You didn't put Kudus in your team.
I haven't put Kudus fucking top of my list, have I?
Why are you getting so defensive on the whole...
I'm trying to process it. You're trying to argue like this.
And you,
why is Saka ahead of Salah when he wasn't in your team of the year?
You've got to go with the twists and turns of the sport, mate. The game's not the same game it was 3 weeks ago.
Football doesn't stay still. It keeps progressing and moving on.
It's a new roundabout, you know?
Move on.
You're sticking on the same
list, so sit down, son.
I don't remember on the prep sheet it's saying rank the top 10 on form players.
Mate, you just said Gordon's better than Saka, so you need to...
Did I say that?
He hasn't been better though, has he?
I think he has.
Well, you're entitled to your opinion, but I don't come at you.
Can I change my list and put Gordon above Saka? I actually agree with that.
But I'm wondering...
Where did you put Saka fifth?
Fourth. I put Gordon fourth.
That was all I was asking. I was wondering why that's changed so rapidly in 3 weeks. Salah was, according to you, the best in the league. And now he's below Saka, who wasn't in your team.
Yeah, hold that.
That's a mature convo.
I think Foden's been the best in the league now. I forgot opinions can't change.
But it's so drastically within a few weeks, that's what I'm wondering.
Maybe he thought he was wrong. Maybe he's decided he was wrong before. What's happened in those three weeks
that Saka's done so amazing that's made...
Also went on an insane run of form and Saka's been a big part of that. And then also Foden has just seemed to...
We're not on about Foden.
Yeah, but he's included in the argument.
He's not though, because I'm talking about Saka and Salah.
Well, but your point is that I then would have had Salah over Foden. So why aren't you bringing that up as well?
I don't care if you have that.
Ah, each to their own there, pal. Opinions change. Life moves on fast. Not everyone gets stuck.
You've got to learn and grow.
Yeah.
Be better than you were yesterday.
Yeah.
Next.
Keep improving and moving on, son.
Next segment.
The Oracle said next. We have to go on now.
Well, the Oracle said so, we've got to move on, guys. Once again, I
think this is the most rattled you've ever been.
I'm not. I just can't process it. I don't understand.
There are tears in your eyes.
Yeah, go next.
Unfortunately, we have to discuss Newcastle United.
The amount of times I have been rattled.
Keep going.
The amount of times.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so speaking of Newcastle, congratulations, you won a game.
Thank you.
Well done.
Hey, I'm happy, man.
It's actually a good win.
You said we were going to lose to Blackburn. Wolves are fairly informed. They've lost a few key players as of late.
Blackburn on penalties.
Yeah.
They're going down from the championship.
It was a tricky game.
Are you going to apologise to Martin Dubravka or what?
Yes, I actually am sorry to Dubravka. He's
you flip flop more than anyone else.
No, this is the first time I've ever. Because normally I'm actually extremely stubborn.
Actually, literally everywhere.
No, I'm normally very stubborn, but I'll admit I was wrong with Dubravka.
You were pleading for Carrius to start.
Yeah, I was wrong.
No, and then
wrong.
A game and a half later, you've gone, well, Dubravka's obviously our best forward.
I was wrong.
I don't think you're wrong. I think Dubravka just had a good game.
No, he was class against Blackburn as well.
And Liverpool and previous games.
No, let's not go crazy.
Just because you
wasn't
concede loads of goals, it's not the keeper's fault, mate.
You also agreed that Dubravka wasn't that great.
I don't think he's good anyway.
Nah, he's cooking now. He's
this is what I mean. I don't change my opinion of him being shit.
I'm wrong. I'm saying I was wrong about Dubravka.
So within the space of two games, he's suddenly a good goalie.
Yeah,
I think he's just a really bang average keeper that has shit games, sometimes has good games, like most keepers.
Yeah, like a goalkeeper does.
Maybe.
And he's not.
But right now, he's just
caught twice in a row.
But you seem to think a goalkeeper's ability is directly correlated with the amount of goals they actually concede in.
No. He's.
Oh, he's four this week. He's four.
Dubravka suffers with like making every save overcomplicated and trying to look fucking with? Cool. I don't know.
Mental illness.
Do you know what it is, though? It's like a lot of keepers who play for worse teams. So, you know, when like Ramsdale, for example, played for Bournemouth and he like got relegated.
Yeah, Areola at Fulham, like Sam Johnston at West Brom.
You're putting words in my mouth and then saying that's what you're saying. It's not
like
what I was saying.
Like, not playing in a good team, so it's hard for him to do great all the time.
No, Pope did a great job in the same team.
We're not doing this again.
No.
He was shocking before he got injured. All season.
We've already established you overestimated how good he was.
He had a good purple patch.
He performed to his ability again, and then you said, oh, he's actually pretty
shit. He's been shit all season?
Nah. Leave Pope alone, man. He's struggling with an injury. You know, we sent our love out to him. I was wrong about Dubravka.
He's shocking all season. Then
Dubravka's
you know,
on
you
form.
Have quite a bit of power as a Newcastle representative. And you paint them pretty badly.
No, I don't.
A lot of people think that's what Newcastle fans are like, and we should probably say that you are.
Oh, we should sit there and say, oh, we're going to lose every game. Those people are just nerds, man. Fucking shut up.
Fair enough.
Oh, yeah, painting us in a bad life. Grow up.
Right.
Man.
Well, anyway, that's enough chit chat about Newcastle. Let's move on to some teams that actually.
Newcastle fan base.
Nah, just the little nerds.
No, you grow up.
At least they're actually from Newcastle.
Aye.
After Poch bottled the cup and drew to Brentford, will you admit Howe has had a better season? Did you enjoy writing that one?
Yeah, because I remember he was grilling me. Poch was going to win the cup and we're going to lose to Blackburn and Wolves, and let's just fast forward to now.
Rent free.
Look at the vibe.
Let's fast forward to now. Let's read it.
But you can't keep. You can't
apologize.
Just say.
You change everything. You can't week say. Week.
Yeah. Apologize.
Oh, do I need to apologize?
You said we were going to lose to Blackburn and Wolves, and Poch was going
to
win.
You almost did lose to Blackburn.
Oh yeah,
you actually did almost lose to Blackburn. Who? Were it not for Martin Dubravka, who you've now said is a great goalkeeper.
Simple question. Who's had the better season so far? Howe or Poch?
Poch, because he's been in a final.
they don't even mean that, do they?
It's not.
It's not.
It's just
not. Apologise.
It wasn't about Dubravka. It still isn't.
I apologised about Dubravka. I was the bigger person. Apologise now.
You didn't apologise about Dubravka. You said I was wrong.
Yeah,
you didn't say sorry.
I'm sorry, Dubravka.
Why do you need to apologise to us about Dubravka?
You need to apologise for putting Eddie Howe below Poch. He was apparently going to win the cup and bottled it. And then Newcastle went on to brilliant form.
Well,
brilliant form.
Pete Wolves.
Are you joking?
Two wins and two since they said that.
No, he isn't.
You
drew one, then got pumped by Arsenal, and then nearly got dumped out of the FA Cup by Blackburn.
It's probably the most dominating display of football ever seen in the Premier League.
Bro, he makes things up in his head. Do you remember when he was going on? Last, we were unbeaten against Arsenal in the last two.
The 2-0 that we beat, yours.
I deleted the other game from my memory because it was your awful incident. So it's, you know, traumatic. I just removed it.
Shut up.
I didn't know about it.
Yeah, that was the day.
That was the day of that. Yeah.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
Cool story, bro.
But yeah, speaking of the Chelsea game, Brentford.
Great game.
Oh, mate, Wissa, man. He tried once, he tried twice, and then he got it on the third time.
Yeah.
That was a great finish.
But that's what you got to do, isn't it? You've got to keep going.
That De Sassi is a fucking disgrace. He's shit, he is. He is so shit. It's
bless him, though. He gets played everywhere, though. I think he just wants to actually play it.
What's the deal with, like, Caicedo?
He was all right. I think he's been all right.
Just obviously the price tag that
gives
people
the ball.
Expect.
I feel like he gives the ball away a lot.
It's because he tries to do things, I think.
I think maybe this, it might just be his level. He might just be just a good player. Like,
at Brighton.
Whereas at Brighton, maybe he excelled in a system that suited. I don't know.
It's just mental what football's become. Like, they put like one good season and you've got £100 million.
Yeah, I know. It's
that's
what I mean.
That's the culture though, isn't it? That's not his fault. It's not his fault. It was priced at £100 million.
But yeah, your mate Gusto had a nice assist. But his defending was shocking for that header. De Sassi was shocking for that. Was it the first goal? I can't remember which goal.
Good. I thought it was a really good finish from Nicholas Jackson, header.
Did you see his miss?
Yeah, he did.
He's dog. Who's signing these players at Chelsea? De Sassi, Jackson, fuck me.
And Nkunku out injured again as well.
Yeah.
They're just never going to have their best player.
But Palmer missed two really good chances. They probably should have won Chelsea with the chances they missed, really.
Good point for Brentford.
But is Chelsea doing Chelsea there? They're just not picking up the points where they need them.
They are entertaining, though. They're good to watch.
Interesting.
Yeah.
West Ham beat Everton. Areola with the penalty save as well.
Yeah.
He was unreal.
Areola. Did he have 13 saves?
I don't know. The one from McNeil.
8, 10, I think. 9, 10 saves.
From McNeil was class as well.
Everton again.
Talking of shit players, Beto.
Yeah. He is shit.
Who signed him?
He looked good at the start of the season.
He did look good, yeah. He did.
I don't remember him ever
looking good. You did.
Did say, I? Yeah, I don't think I ever said that.
We could definitely
Do you know what?
I will put any amount of money on that. I've never said
he's good. In fairness to him, by the way, his penalty went bottom corner.
Yeah. No, he rolled it.
No, but it was bottom corner. If the keeper goes the other way, it's a goal.
Yeah. But that's like most penalties.
Very Michael Owen would be there.
If he would have scored, he would have been a goal. Fuck me. It was his shit.
He reminds me of Ribéry.
His goal didn't even come off his head. Come off his shoulder. Fucking poo he is. But yeah, Everton.
You've raised a good point in there.
Suchek's goal though.
Yeah, what a finish that was, by the way. A bit odd, didn't like a celebration.
What, getting his top off?
No, just spinning his you've raised a great point
that's
here,
rare.
Foden.
Thank you.
Is David Moyes the most unfairly treated manager in the league this season?
I think by far.
What do you mean in terms of the fans?
He got Colin from sacking a couple of weeks ago.
His clapback in one of his recent interviews is absolutely unbelievable. He's like, if you want a manager that will play good football, then fair enough. But if you want a manager that win games, he's sitting right here.
Yeah. He won them a European title. They sat seventh in the...
it's just funny the way you say it.
The serial box.
They're sat seventh above the richest club in the world, mm-hmm. Newcastle United, but over by 2 points. They're 2 points off Man United.
Do you know what? We talk about entitled fans. I'm not saying all West Ham fans are, but if you're calling for Moyes to be sacked, you are more than entitled. You should be so grateful. I said today that I'm willing to have a write-off season for Howell because I'm not grateful for a Champions League and that
Said that at the start of the show instead of fucking milk.
But they... but they won a European trophy. Had like one of the best nights of their lives, and less than a season later, they want him sacked.
Yeah, because they've grown to
less than a season. But the thing is,
what does that remind you of?
They're still fucking having success. Where they're seventh in the Premier League.
Yeah, wow, it's fucking pot kettle black right now, son. This is insane.
I'm not calling for my manager to be sacked though. It is mental.
They're doing well in Europa.
What more do you actually want?
I always feel weird about this because, like, I've had it though with my club when people look on the outside and go, what are you moaning for? You're 15th in the Prem. You're like, no, you don't understand. Tony Pulis is a fucking terrorist against football. Like, but so I don't watch West Ham every week. I'm not a fan. I don't really.
But they're doing something right.
Yeah.
But
from the outside looking in, that's what, they're seventh. They're still in the Europa League. They look okay to me.
Bowen's playing great.
Also, I see the point if you're a match going West Ham fan and they've come off the results of like 5-0, 6-0.
Yeah.
Like watching the actual game again.
Yeah.
What I've been told is the problem with Moyes is apparently that he gets to like this point and then they never proceed and you just like sort of go back the season.
But that's not a bad level to be at.
I know, but like, it's hovering
around Europe in this league.
But I think to make that leap from where they are without like having tons of money.
But then I think. Again, I don't know the ins and outs. Wasn't the whole point of West Ham is to get the Olympic Stadium to then try and challenge for top four and become one of the bigger clubs? They are a bit of a sleeping giant, really, West Ham. Where they're based, the amount of fans they've got, they could but be a massive club.
It's still progress, though.
Yeah.
Like, they're just how quickly do you want that progression?
Yeah, it's the hot title.
Yeah, no. I'm only playing devil's advocate because I don't really know the ins and outs.
They're probably looking at like Villa, who like they've got Emery and then suddenly they're this. But like it's so rare that you have a manager who does that.
As a West Ham fan, that could be a fair argument.
But it's so rare that
Villa
that manager.
But West Ham can't.
Well, they
it just could.
But they're not.
They're not too far off.
It's not as easy as it looks, though, is it? Like normally, like managers don't come in and make that much of a difference.
No one's saying it's easy. Like, look at the drop off from Newcastle. But West Ham fans might be looking at it thinking, like getting pumped by Arsenal. Like, who else beat them five?
Was it Fulham?
Yeah, I think Fulham. What, me? Come on, like.
But West Ham, 2 points of Man United. Say,
I know, but West how finished, shit are Man
if,
United?
If West Ham finished like sixth.
Europa League.
Who, like, even as a West Ham fan, and they go, all right, cool, we're calling for David Moyes' head. Who do they get in this situation that brings progress to a degree?
Just
of
Nagelsmann,
challenging Mourinho. Top no, four.
Nagelsmann. Yeah,
he won't get to West Ham.
He might.
Like breaking into,
they wouldn't want Mourinho though. They want
breaking into this top four is hard enough for Villa, Spurs, and Man United.
Man United.
Never mind. Like
no other clubs that could break in.
Well, we already did it. You know.
Yeah. Settling around 15.
Your mid-table team, mate. I don't know.
It's a weird one.
Yeah, I don't really... Yeah, West Ham fans, let us know in the comments.
Who gets that sixth spot?
It'll be Spurs fourth. It'll be...
I think it's just Villa and Spurs United, right?
Villa and then United.
United, I don't... Like, they have some hard fixtures coming up, United, don't they?
Yeah, but it's still Manchester United.
They still play every team twice.
Mm. Mental, how far does, like, Chelsea are off everyone?
It could be Newcastle could go on a run if they get all their players back.
You're 4 points back from them.
Yeah. I don't think it'll be Brighton.
The
depth
really helped us because Wolves started having us in the second half, and we actually made some nice changes from the bench, which changed it back in our favour. So hopefully, people.
I think it'll be United or Newcastle sixth.
Yeah,
personally.
Yeah, Brighton.
Yeah, especially if West Ham.
Brighton won't. Yeah, Brighton won't.
A lot, actually.
And then
see how frustrated De Zerbi was during that game. He was like pulling his hair out.
He's got to look at himself a bit, hasn't he? Like.
Mm.
Fulham haven't played them. Fulham have been good lately.
Yeah, mate, they've been really good. But moving on, guys, time to discuss a little bit of super, super duper six right behind me there. Oh, wait, there it is. There it is. There it is. There it is. How do we all do this week, lads? Actually, let's start with Reeve.
Super 16, more like, because that's how many points I got.
Nice. Yeah, you got two correct scorelines, didn't you?
Yeah, I got Luton Villa 3-2 and Bournemouth Burnley 2-0.
I had a stinker.
You didn't do it, did you?
I forgot to do it.
But he got all six correct, so he would have won $250,000, which is really annoying.
No, not the scores.
Oh.
On my Let's Believe the Premier League, I got all the results right.
Oh, okay.
There was someone one goal off a winner, though, wasn't it?
Yeah,
they predicted 4-1, didn't they, for the City game. It was 3-1. That is frustrating. So that does mean it's a $500,000 rollover for next week.
Insane.
I got 10 points. I got 5 out of 6 correct scores. Results.
Yeah, same.
Results,
same, yeah. Same.
Yeah,
I think the only one I didn't get was Chelsea.
I said Chelsea away win 2-1.
See, I had the draw, so, which is annoying because he forgot to do it. So I would have had 12 points. I would have been nearly level with him.
Where does that leave you, Reeve? I'm on 3-2-5.
Oh, total score, you mean?
Yeah.
I think I'm on 3-3-6.
3-4-2. Mate, you've gained almost 20 points on me. Yeah, I'm on 3-2-5. Okay. If you want to join our league, guys, PTCH23 to join up. Before we move on and say the next fixtures, though, Spurs are beating Crystal Palace. Great free kick by Eze, by the way.
Yeah.
He's a baller, isn't he?
Yeah.
Thing.
Where do you reckon he ends up? Spurs or City? Or
he's not going to City. I could see him.
Well, who kind of profile?
The big link is City.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Not only if City wants someone, they just get them.
But they literally just bought Matthijs Nunes, who's pretty much the identical profile to him.
I think Arsenal.
He would be good at Arsenal.
But he could see
damn, Daniel.
Well. Chelsea.
Or Liverpool.
Fucking Chelsea.
Let's just name every team.
Liverpool, number 8.
West Ham.
Instead of Szoboszlai.
West Ham.
Szoboszlai the other side.
Fulham.
I think Albion could get him when we come up with our new owner.
No way, man. Yeah. No way.
Newcastle's
not a bad
Newcastle
guy.
Is
apparently we're planning for a big transfer window next. So
there you go. Can you though?
Must be able to. I don't know. I guess.
Did you see that about Villa the other day? Look, even Villa have got FFP issues now. It's a load of shit.
I think we're into like the new.
Not Man City though. They're absolutely fine.
Yeah, they're perfect.
Yeah, because they're still, it's their turnover.
But also, they're still in a legal battle for 115 charges. Yeah. So, I mean, it depends how fine you are. When they wake up in 2026 in the Conference League, we'll all be like, okay. Well.
Timo Werner scored, guys. Probably should add two.
Yeah, he definitely should.
What
have
a player.
Shouldn't he?
What a player. They're going to hunt you down, you know, Tottenham.
I sincerely disagree.
They're on the
without,
surge.
Without Stop going into nonsense, too much please. Angry detail, I think you're incredibly wrong there.
Why? You do know it's 8 points.
It's only eight.
Only eight.
Well, that's your definition of being
when
in a tie.
When you tick,
when Arsenal win tonight, Arsenal win tonight, it's 11 points.
Well, okay, let's put it in perspective. How many points were City off you last season?
But why stop bringing up last?
No, no, it's just showing that.
What are you doing?
Okay,
right now?
I see what. You think Tottenham Hotspur, in terms of running, are capable of what Manchester City doing?
No. I don't because no, I think it's user capable of dropping that many points again. It's not. I'm crediting Spurs or Man City. I'm actually discrediting.
Do you
news.
Think Newcastle right. could get fifth or sixth?
I think we can get sixth. Hopefully fifth if we're extremely
well,
good.
Well, you're 10 points off Tottenham.
Mm. But we're not. They're going higher.
And Tottenham
got a
game in hand.
Yeah, that's true. Actually,
what do you think of Palace? By the way, I think they've got better.
What generally
since the new
gaffer's
come in?
Yeah, I think they have
yeah.
got better.
Well, yeah. I mean, the scoreline before was.
It's hard to judge them on. Yeah, it's hard to judge them on. Who's that? Who did they play last? Oh, they battered Burnley, didn't they? Yeah. And then Spurs away.
That's not really a great
not many teams
barometer
are going to
of
yeah.
where
they went one lot as a great free kick, but
I know. But Spurs had a lot of chances.
Yeah, they were 1-0 to the 77th minute and lost 3-1. Yeah.
Timo Werner scored though. I just need him to score two more goals and I win my bet with Rory.
How many did you say he'd get?
I said he'd get three. Rory said he won't score more than two.
Really?
And he's got to take me for a meal.
Wait, has he
anywhere.
Only got one? I thought he's got more.
Is that
he?
His first goal?
That's his first goal.
In the Prem.
That's so funny. Three. No, I think we had total. I think.
I swear he scored before.
No, this is his first for Spurs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's definitely his first goal.
I don't mean. Totally in the Premier League.
He's
before.
Got one goal, two assists in six games. Assists. That's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Where do you think Spurs finish? Do you think they can catch Villa?
They'll finish fourth, Spurs will, yeah.
I think they'll catch Villa.
They're better than Villa.
If they win their next game, they're 2 points off Villa.
Their game in hand, you mean? Yeah. They'll finish above Villa. They've got Villa next week, haven't they?
Yeah, next game.
That's a huge game.
Where's it at?
Villa Park.
They'll win that.
Yep.
Son, first goal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that on the telly?
It is 1 o'clock Sunday.
Yeah.
Sky Sports. Oh, we're streaming after, aren't we?
We'll watch the Villa.
Right, you can
I'll be on the way though. I'll
get it early. Watch the game then.
I want to go to the pub.
You can go to right. Get it down here early. Go pub, mate. That's absolutely fine by us.
I didn't need your permission, Mom.
Fair enough.
That is right, though.
So you think they'll catch Villa, but not Arsenal?
They won't catch
I
Arsenal.
Think the top three are in a different
they ain't catching Arsenal.
Race to the rest.
No chance.
I agree. Lewis, what do you think?
He doesn't, obviously. If you think we're going to drop 14 or 13 points.
I think it's unlikely, but it's possible that you do an Arsenal again.
This
might be a different Arsenal.
You,
no, this could be a different Arsenal this
the fact
season.
That this sounds like an agenda at this point.
It's now. Not an agenda. It's just looking at history and thinking, is there a probability
it's more
that
the fact that even if Arsenal drop 8 points, or Spurs still have to win nearly every game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but you
they're not going to do that.
You
they?
Were in. You were firmly in the camp.
I'll give
of,
you
our bottle would have started against you, and we slapped you around.
I'll give you a 70% chance of holding on.
70%.
Yeah, I think that's
holding on. They're not,
so you don't believe that we're going to bottle it at all, then?
But no, they're not 30%.
But they're not holding on. What are they holding on to? They're 8 points ahead of them.
Yeah, holding on to the 8 point lead. It's Arsenal. Let's well just done, remember mate. Who we're talking about, but.
Well, this week in Super 6, there's Champions League, there's Championship. We've got Man City Copenhagen, Real Madrid Leipzig, Southampton Preston, Middlesbrough Norwich, Watford Swansea,
everyone,
and QPR West Brom.
Do you want me to tell you what's going to happen in the Championship?
You tell us the wrong
go on,
result.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
No, I don't. My fucking, my
you
ratio.
Said Ipswich, we're going to...
Tell you what's going to happen. I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen. Southampton will beat Preston.
Yep.
Norwich will beat Borough.
Oh, I've got his draw.
Watford will draw. And Albion will win.
I've got Swansea. Isn't Watford's home record abysmal?
Swansea or poo.
I'll put you 2-1 against QPR.
Yeah, 2-1 West Brom against
2-0 Albion. I'll be there. For everyone who says I don't get to games, I'm going to be there. Okay.
Well, yeah, they're Norwich. The ones that say you don't get to games.
Yeah,
not
yeah. Oh, no. Norwich will beat Borough. Borough stink at the minute. Borough could go down.
Oh, I'm going to just do everything you said, but the opposite.
Well, obviously,
losing.
Shout out or commiserations to the person who was one goal off winning £250,000, by the way.
Yeah.
Imagine if you just put 3-1 instead of 4-1.
But
commiserations, but...
You mean 4-1 instead of 3-1?
Yeah.
But it now means next week's is 500 grand.
Yeah, it's a rollover.
Not midweek, though. It's the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Premier League matches.
Yeah.
Yeah, Premier League. It's 250 grand, well, 500 grand for grabs. PTC is 23 to join our league, which is the biggest and greatest ever. So stay tuned.
Right then, guys. We've got another 11 here on this side. Woo! Benchwarmer 11 this week, guys. So this is going to be featuring a team of mainly players who are usually benched. Now, maximum three from a team, so you can't put the entire Man City second 11. Which, you know, in theory...
Did you not realise it was three from a team?
Yeah.
Hang on.
I've got...
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, one...
May I take
it? There's only one I need to change.
Yeah.
Right, Theo, do you want to take the lead?
Good.
Oh, no, Reed,
I'll go, yeah, yeah. So I've done it on the premise that with a fully fit starting 11, they would be on the bench. Yes, not necessarily if they're playing now or, you know.
Yeah, that's fair.
So in goal, I've got Aaron Ramsdale. I think he's the best number 2 in the league.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I've got Ramsdale.
Right back.
Are you changing your team?
Yeah, I've got to because I've got too many.
Right back, I've got Malagusto.
Okay, I've got it.
Oh, yeah, but Gusto...
Sorry? You're gonna challenge the Chelsea club captain at right back if he's playing?
Yeah, but he never plays. I would consider Gusto number one.
I know you're right.
He's barely been on the bench.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't really
since
work.
Since he signed... Yeah.
Sorry, so me saying if a fully fit,
yeah, no, but that's not the question. It's about this season.
Yeah,
who's been sitting on the bench?
Who do come off the bench?
So
the bench warmers.
Majority of
he's not a bench warmer because
so
he's not
I've
been
got
on the
a
bench.
Couple players who have been starting recently, maybe. Oh,
yeah.
But majority they would be on the bench.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, you're wrong. Get out.
So right back Malagusto because obviously if Reece James was fit, he's obviously the right.
Yeah, but if he was because he never is.
He is never fit.
Okay, right. Well, you guys can never include Reece James in your list ever again.
Yeah, I can, because he's still the best right back in the world.
Right.
He's just cool. Never played.
Centre backs, I've got Kanji and I've got Buddy Ashiel. Yeah, I mean, you could pick literally any four. It's not going to be De Sassi. Fofana would play. Thiago Silva, unfortunately, plays. I could have put Levi Colwill in, but again, he's playing.
You could just not pick a Chelsea player because they stink.
Yeah, but then you can pick from all of the squad players.
I'd rather have Lascelles than him.
Okay, right, fair enough. Left back, Tino Livramento.
Yeah.
Benched by Dan Burn for the most part. Midfield three of Mateo Kovacic, Jorginho, and Yuri Tielemans.
Oh, Tielemans, yeah. He's a bit of a fat wanker, but yeah, good shout.
And then a front three. Speaking of fat wanker.
Whoa!
A front three of Fatty. Ansu Fatty.
Yeah.
Trossard and Jack Grealish.
Oh, Trossard's a good shout.
Don't change it.
I haven't got Trossard. Go on, Theo.
Actually a good team.
Okay, that's
all right. Oh, I think mine clears up so far. But
Well, you've been changing your players.
No, I changed two because I had too many City players.
In goal, Aaron Ramsdale.
And they weren't for your players.
In goal, Ramsdale. Right back, Connor Bradley.
Yeah, good shout. I'll give you that. Yeah, good shout. The Englishman.
The Englishman, yeah.
English right back.
He is English right back. Centre halves of Akanji and Longley. I feel like Longley isn't their
He wouldn't start.
Left back.
Shit.
No, hear me out here.
Longley,
I think when he plays, he's actually so consistent. Ben Davies, the left back.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Yeah, I think he always does a job.
Centre back at Spurs.
Yeah, but
yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Midfield three of Jorginho, Matias Nunes, and Gakpo. Gakpo is not a starting 11 player.
Yeah, but he's shit. I don't rate Gakpo at all.
Front three of Grealish, Trossard, and he has been starting recently, but he wouldn't start in their front three. I feel like Liverpool's front three is Diaz, Nunes, Salah, and I got Grealish, Trossard, Jota.
Yeah, I agree.
It's pretty good, yeah.
That is pretty good, isn't it?
I think my team beats that.
I will say two honourable mentions, though.
No, you're not.
No, look, hear me out, because I think...
This is just to try and stop yourself getting
No,
booked.
No, no.
Stop it. Yeah, no.
Team.
Yeah, you've had your level.
No, leave it. Come on, man.
No.
One player who recently has been impacting the games really well from the bench is Adama Traore.
Shut up, he was in my team. You just ruined it now. He's the whole fucking... You're a dick.
I want to be made to look like a genius here.
Right, I've got Ramsdale. I've got Livramento right back.
Yeah, sure.
I've got Joe Gomez because he wouldn't normally start. Akanji, Luca Dean. Moreno's been starting over him. I've got Calvin Phillips. He's still a good player.
He got sent off in his first game.
Mate, he can't get into West Ham.
Yeah. Isn't he been the reason for like two goals already?
But they lost to Forest because he got sent off. Yeah.
He scored a good free kick with
Chunks.
He's a
lovely guy. He is a lovely guy and he needs game time, but he can't get into West Ham.
Yeah,
because Alvarez is too good at the minute.
Come on, man.
Anyway, Phillips, Harvey Elliott and Oscar Bob.
I would argue Harvey Elliott would start for Liverpool.
Fucking no midfield are we doing here?
What world would Harvey Elliott start for Liverpool?
He's class.
Over who?
I don't know.
Jeez, then. That's why it's a good pick.
Who's midfield three?
Endo, McAllister, Jones, Szoboszlai.
Yeah.
You've got Gakpo?
Yeah, he wouldn't start.
Then I've got, because he hasn't been starting, Diaby.
Yep.
Adama Traore and Jota on the wing. Jota, but he's not on the wing.
Who's your striker?
Jota.
Yeah.
Wait, who's your Oscar Bob?
Bob in the 10. Yeah. Come on. My man.
I think mine's the best team.
Absolutely not.
You didn't argue with any of my players. No, they did. None of them argued with any of my players. That's how you know.
Say team again.
No. I'm not saying it again because you didn't argue.
I laughed
first
at Gakpo because he's poo. And you had, who's your centre half?
Akanji and Longley.
Yeah, long legs shit.
Well, you didn't say that. No, you didn't. You said, yeah, it's great. He actually went to me. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, great.
I said he doesn't start usually, but he has been lately.
I thought I'd let him have it, you know, enjoy. Also, Gakpo doesn't play in midfield, but
he sort of does.
No, left wing or number 9. So, you know, but
number 10.
Yeah, but good try, bro. Good try, buddy.
Gakpo hasn't played number 10 once. Mate,
he does drop
good try, buddy.
They play a
look at you now, you're piping up. He was like,
no, I don't think he's the best.
I said I'd let you have it, but I could have pulled you up.
Next list.
That's a fair comment.
So I forgot about Ramsdale and I got Kelleher there.
That's not a bad pick.
Yeah, I really like him, to be fair. I want him at Newcastle.
Why you've got Nick Pope and Dubravka? You've just apologised.
Yeah, Pope's getting on though, isn't he? Is he like 31 or something?
Oh yeah, that's old for a goalie.
Isn't he about 70?
I'm not sure about this team actually.
That's a Pope joke.
Rico Lewis, Fanny Shield,
shout.
Keane from Everton.
Michael Keane.
I couldn't find a fucking centre back. I couldn't see one. So
Gomez,
I was like,
Akanji.
Yeah, well,
your dad.
I don't think I have room for City. Badia Shield, did I say? Livermento, Højbjerg, Kovacic, Jorginho.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And Højbjerg, that was
how
right.
old that midfield?
Doesn't Højbjerg normally start for Spurs when he's fit?
No. He's played a lot from bench.
Basuma's pretty much kicked him out.
Basuma.
A lot of experience in that midfield, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Smith Rowe.
Oh, I nearly had Smith Rowe.
Wonder boy. Do you know what? I was going to say Trossard, but I changed it before we came in for wildcard. Mudrick, bit of pace in the team.
No. You've had Mudrick.
Nah, that's not it.
You've picked Mudrick. You hypocrite.
Yeah, you are.
No, he's shit, but he's quick. I want some pace in this team.
You could put Harvey Barnes in.
You could have put Adama Traore in.
Nah, I think Livermento, Mudrick teaming up together. That'll be good.
Harvey Barnes is a better player than
you
Mudrick.
You have tried to cook
No, Harvey me. Barnes is actually a good shout, to be fair. But like, he's sort of like,
Harvey
he's going to start for us, really.
He's going to start for you.
Eventually.
Over Anthony Gordon.
Gordon will switch sides. There's no way Almiron stays
in the pitch.
That's not how it works. Not if he plays like he did against Blackburn.
Yeah, they can. He'll be all right.
No.
And then I've got Alvarez up front.
Who?
Alvarez.
Yeah, Julian.
The guy that's played 24 out of 25 games.
From the bench.
He started.
Started 24 out of 25.
Nah, he fucking hasn't.
Yes, he did.
He started. Mate,
no, he did. He actually did.
He started pretty much every game. He's one of the only players that started pretty much every game this season.
It's because
of it's because of KDB.
He wouldn't normally start. But he didn't start yesterday.
But he has started 99% of games this season.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a crazy shout because he wouldn't normally start.
To be fair, I'm a hypocrite then because I scrutinised you for that same logic.
That's no different for Gusto then. So say sorry to each other and kiss.
Sorry.
That's why I've taken the win.
We have to say sorry and kiss.
We're not going to let it go until
we kiss.
Right. Some good teams, I think, there.
Yeah, well done, guys.
You all did a great job.
Yeah.
Well done.
Well done, guys.
Let us know in the comments how happy you are with our teams.
Yeah.
Speaking of great teams.
Hey!
Nobody knows what I mean yet.
We're talking about the Albion.
I don't actually remember them as entertaining, though, unfortunately.
Luton lost to another last minute win.
Another high scoring Luton match, basically.
They are good to watch, aren't they, yeah. Luton?
But a lot of fun.
It is peak if you're a Luton fan, though, because you're in a lot of the games and it's exciting to watch, but you keep conceding.
They shouldn't have lost that game after they got 2-2.
They've done it so many times this season.
But they're the signs that suggest that they potentially could stay up. At least they're challenging teams.
I'd go the other way, that it happens so often, they just aren't good enough.
Unless a man would say they keep bottling the end of games.
They're just not good enough. 2-0 down.
Yeah, but they still, it's all well and good getting it back to 2-2 and being like, oh yeah, we've done it, but they lost again.
They've got a lot of character.
I agree. I love winning against teams
that are in amongst them.
They actually don't beat the teams around them. Sheffield United beat them.
Thing is, Luton did fans probably didn't come in expecting to stay up, so they're probably just having a class time.
They're playing bad. They're just leaking so many goals, and then they just make up.
They start too slowly. Then they recover it, and then unfortunately, teams are too good for them at the end of games, and they get winners. Luton did it. Liverpool equalised it.
I hope Luton do stay up because they are like class.
Well, Luton got a winner against Luton, did they?
I said you did it,
and then you said Luton.
Did I?
Yep.
Embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
How dare you miss
Luton got a winner against Luton. What in a training session.
Newcastle
drew
to Luton, didn't they?
No, they lost. Mm. They lost and drew.
4-4.
They got 4 points against you.
Yeah, we want them staying up, man.
You can give them more points next season.
Isn't that crazy? Mm. You drop 5 points to Luton Town.
Yeah, a little bit like.
All we know is that when Luton come up on Super Six, you know it's going to be like a 3-2, 4-3, 4-4, 5-5, something like that.
Yeah.
Goals, man. That's what you want to see. You want to see excitement in the Premier League.
When they beat Newcastle 1-0?
Hell yeah, baby. We also want to see
Chong Wonder Kid, though. He played great.
Wonder Kid, man.
Yeah.
Did you watch the game?
No, I didn't see it.
He did nothing.
He just said, I just put in the chat, Chong just scored. He goes, yeah, Wonder Kid.
He was literally on the line and just bundled it in.
Hey, it's a striker's instinct from not a striker.
Yeah. Oh, God, he was good. How
good is Alfie Doughty, by the way?
He was very good.
He's really good. He is really, really good. Speaking of exciting teams,
speaking of attack teams, we're going to do our top five entertaining teams of all time. Now, obviously, it's a very opinionated list.
Yeah, I struggle with this.
You can only remember what you enjoy.
This is easy.
I struggle with this because I have no memory.
Yeah, but Tom's going to do a generic, these are all the most exciting.
Whereas...
No, I've gone more entertaining to me.
All right, cool then, same.
So I have a...
Two of mine, I've
prefaced this by saying I have a terrible memory. So I've just said, what can I actually remember throughout?
But that doesn't matter. Whatever's entertaining to you.
What I've done.
There's no wrong answer.
Top five most entertaining teams. But I might... Of all time for Theo Baker.
I may still laugh at them.
All right, five. City treble winners. It pained me.
Wow, you really are going short-term memory.
They were excited. Were they? Yeah,
they
were quite
ruined
exciting.
Our season.
Yeah, but it's been exciting.
I don't feel like it would have been very entertaining.
I don't know how you could keep them.
But as a neutral, they were still excited.
But you are neutral.
No,
he is.
I'm sorry, so you're a neutral?
No, but if you watch them against other teams, they were exciting to watch.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, number five, that's fine.
Yeah, whatever, mate.
God, look, you guys are so fucking hateful.
You're full of hate, man.
Why can't you start being positive in your life?
We're not hating. You've just called yourself a neutral.
I'm saying as a neutral, so people watching it. But other people, neutral.
How do you know that? Have you spoken to them?
Oh, honestly, you pick on the tiny little thing. You're so immature.
Pick on it.
Bitch.
Stand up to yourself. Nice.
Number four, Bukayo Saka. No, number four, Arsenal 08-09. It was the season where Arshavin scored four goals against Liverpool, and it had
Walcott.
It was just something about the team, and it had the Nike badge as well. We were Nike as well.
You were Nike for 25
years. We were Nike for that.
Yeah, it was before we went to crappy PMA. With them tight shots.
Arsenal have a lot of entertaining teams over the years.
True that. Number three.
Entertaining, to laugh at.
Okay. The Shamak days. Number three, Man United 08-09 when they had Tevez, Rooney, Ronaldo.
Mm.
It was just class, wasn't it? I'm actually going to swap these around. Number two, Man City 17-18 when they scored 106 goals. Stupid like that.
Yeah.
It was like the most goals they've ever scored.
When Jesus could score goals.
Yeah, carry on.
Number one for me personally was Arsenal 05-06 when we got to the Champions League final and Thierry Henry just ripped up Real Madrid. And then
is that just a one goal memory or is that just...
No, because when we went 1-0 up in the Champions League final with Sol Campbell, I thought, wow.
Yeah.
The whole Champions League run that season was just exceptional with Jens Lehmann in goal, just being incredible. That was my favourite Arsenal side ever. And the yellow away kit as well was just orgasmic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, it's cool.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, mine's a bit different. I've got five. I've got the Invincibles fifth. Fourth, I've got Leicester.
Yep.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that was exciting.
Third, I've got not the Liverpool team that won the league, the Liverpool team that won the Champions League that came second in the league.
The best team to never win the league. Oh,
yeah. I think
they only lost one that season, right?
Unpopular opinion. I thought they were more entertaining than City.
I don't think it's unpopular at all, man.
Second, I've got City 13-14 with the Yaya Touré season.
Their first title.
I think it was their second.
Second title.
I think it was the second title. When
11-12 was their first.
Then Touré was just ripping through teams. And then number one, United 08 with Tevez, Ronaldo, Rooney.
Cool, same as me. But not number one. I had him in there.
You switched them.
Yeah.
I've gone for a slightly different angle for my number five. I've gone Bielsa's Leeds.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No, that's good.
Because you never knew what you were going to get. Yeah, with a scoreline like that.
And they were knackered by like October.
Yeah. Just Bielsa in general as well that season was hilarious.
Yeah, I think just like he's not really got any defensive minded ideas. Fuck it, man. We'll go all attack. Klopp 1920 Liverpool. I think that was the
season
COVID
they won it.
Season, yeah.
Well, you say COVID, it was.
With the second
they'd
half.
They won it by
yeah,
COVID.
Yeah,
hadn't
before
they?
COVID
yeah,
kicked
yeah,
in,
yeah.
They'd already won. The Man City team you mentioned, 17-18, when they got, was it 106
goals?
106 goals. Yeah.
Was that the Centurions? No?
No,
Centurions 18-19.
I always get confused.
I think
this
was the Aguero season, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know. Was that just when Sane was running riot and that?
Yeah, that was that period. Yeah. Sterling. Leicester in second and then Invincibles for me, obviously. Top.
Mm-hmm.
Best memories.
Yeah, Leicester were entertaining for different reasons. Like,
yeah, well,
you couldn't not watch Leicester, could you?
Wait, did you say Leicester weren't entertaining?
No, as a devil's advocate about the Arsenal Invincibles side, it was a lot of like 1-0, so wasn't it?
Nah, they were so into it. The way I looked at it was, is like that Invincible team, I remember every week you'd be like, I need to watch Arsenal. Yeah. I need to watch Henry and Pires and Bert. Like it was same with Leicester. Like as much as I know they sat back and counted teams.
You know with Henry in that era, when you think of players who are just levels above everyone in the Premier League, has Henry held the highest level above the rest of the league?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
That's why I have him number one.
But you could say maybe a Suarez when he...
Suarez did it for a year, though he had one
season.
But
that's what I'm talking about. Like, what players have...
Now, because there were still players like Hazard in the league, weren't there then? Yeah. Nah, it's Henry's...
So far...
I think the only one close to that is possibly Ronaldo when he won the Ballon d'Or, but Henry was just fucking...
Yeah, different grade.
And that period with Suarez, Bale was in the league. Like,
yeah, true.
He wasn't miles ahead
of... Do you
know
what? I watched Ronaldo's debut recently on TikTok.
Oh, I saw that come up, yeah.
Sporting one.
It's just...
No, Bolton.
No, yeah, he came on as a sub. And mate, do you know how rare it is to see now...
What, you mean
like,
for Manchester
as an 18-year-old to come on? And like, he was just pulling out all these tricks and just like, he had no... nervous energy. He was just fearless. He was fearless, word.
Yeah, it's a bit...
You don't see that anymore,
it's a
do
bit
you?
Of... But it's heavier because no one fucking plays with freedom anymore, do they? Mm. It's all
like, when are we going to see
tacticos
someone
and
like that come
apply?
Through where they're just destined to win a Ballon d'Or?
It's just borderline pure arrogance, though, isn't it, really? And knowing that you're that good.
Yeah.
And a lot of players don't get... A lot of players don't have the... what's the word?
Freedom
to be as expressive and just be like, yo, mate, if you know you're good, just take it.
It's going to be players like Haaland. It's just numbers.
It's like Tom said before, everything's just coaching and structured. And you've got to fit to a game plan of what your manager wants.
What Josh was saying on the stream the other week, it's just people are so well coached and that now. It's almost overcoached where...
Yeah.
Like, look at Grealish compared to Villa to City, like things like that. It's everything's a pattern of play. There's not as much freedom anymore.
Chess, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
You say I would say that the only person who has done that every time was Mbappe. When he was 18 at Monaco.
Players,
like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're so rare now.
I'm trying to think, who would you say is like that now? Foden? Vinicius, maybe?
How old is Vinicius Jr.? Quite young, isn't he still? Is he?
He's young, yeah. But I know what you mean. Yeah, there's not. Yeah.
Do you know how young 18 is?
23.
8 is so young.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck me. I was up to no good.
Still are.
Well, guys, before we end the show, a quick game of imposter, Lewis?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, we'll cut here a second.
We just sacked off his 5 teams.
I didn't actually do one that I didn't think his names.
Everyone just assumed that you weren't good enough for the conversation.
In 5th, St. James's Park.
Nah, but our team that almost got Champions League and finished 5th was good.
When
we had Ben Arthur, Kabai,
that
team was class.
We poured you, wasn't it, that? And you got an 8-year contract.
Man, that was mental, wasn't it? So imposter, we'll do the version here where you have to speak quick. You have to say a word, one word. And also at the end, can we do it? Can we, like, rather than vote straight away, people plead your case, have a bit of chit-chat around it. Right, I have just sent you all a name. So let's start it off. Who wants to go? Theo, you can go first because left to right.
Theo.
Okay. Right. How would I describe this player? I've got to be quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goalkeeper.
Large.
Goal.
What?
You know. Go on.
Pompey.
Tank.
Record.
Yugoslavia.
What? Go.
Iconic.
Hairless face.
Right. That's 3 rounds. One of you don't know who the player is. So, time to figure out.
I couldn't think of what he's called without a beard.
Time to figure out who it is.
Oh, man.
It's Reeve.
It is.
Why do you think it is?
Just so generic.
So generic.
Well, you said we have to pick.
Would you say iconic?
Yeah.
No.
It's definitely. Are you not going to plead your case?
Yeah.
It's definitely.
So it's really.
Right,
so we're voting Reeve.
Imposter, reveal yourself.
No, do you know who the player is?
I have no idea.
Really?
Think about what I said. That might help.
I can't remember what you said. You said goalkeeper.
You said Yugoslavia.
Yugoslavia.
I think they were in Yugoslavia.
So
I didn't want to say the country is from, so I just did what.
Oh, right. Okay,
you see what I mean?
Brad Guzan.
I said goal.
Brad Guzan.
You said, yeah.
I said Yugoslavia.
I said goal.
Guzan is incorrect. It's not the player.
Who do I mean then?
I said
Brad Guzan was American, wasn't he?
A goal.
Is he? Yeah. Who do I mean? The ex Ginger Bolton guy.
Oh, Bogdan.
Bogdan, that's what I meant. Guzan.
It's not Begovic.
Oh, brilliant.
Were Bosnia in Yugoslavia?
I don't know, mate.
Don't know.
Okay, on to round 2.
I don't think they even existed then.
You have all received a message. Reeve, it's your turn to kick it off. You have to be quick.
Sorry. Underrated.
Cheltenham.
Attacker.
Out.
Disrespectful.
Harsh.
Baller.
Tall.
Me again.
Yeah. Quick.
Lanky.
Right.
We know it is.
It's obviously
Theo. There we go.
It's Theo.
It's so obvious.
Why do you think it's Theo? Your case.
What are you on about? It's him. Me. Disrespectful. Cheltenham. Have a day off. Cheltenham.
Do you even understand what it means?
Do you know
what?
Yep.
Why?
Why?
Because he owns horses.
Oh, fair enough.
Oh, does he?
Maybe. Maybe it is. Maybe
so
it's
why? Gone. Why are you moaning about me saying Cheltenham if he owns horses?
Because double bluffing you.
Okay. Yeah. I'll be ready to vote.
I mean, the third word he said gave it away that it was Theo. Anyway.
Who do you think it is?
Theo Lanky.
Who do you think?
I think it's Tom.
Why?
Why?
So obviously Tom.
Yeah. Fair enough. So no logic. It's just Tom. Yeah.
Why?
Okay.
It's not me.
It's Theo.
Theo, who are you voting for?
Tom.
Reeve?
Theo.
Tom?
Theo.
Imposter, reveal yourself.
Go on. It's me.
Choose the player.
Who's the player?
Come on. You
said tall.
Tall.
Crouch.
Oh, never mind.
Not a bad guess, actually.
Yeah,
because of the Cheltenham. It's Tony.
I've been Tony.
Oh, because of Bet.
Yeah, I didn't want to say like Sky Bet or.
Is he how tall? He's not that tall, is he?
6'2".
He's pretty tall, isn't he? 6'2"? He looks tall.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you've all been messaged. Tony. Round three. Tom, it's your turn to kick us off.
Shit.
He's 185 centimetres. I'm 182.
Is he really? Yeah, you're 6 something, aren't you? 6 foot? You're like 6 foot.
I'm 6 foot exactly, yeah. So he's what, 6 foot one?
He looks taller anyway. Does it matter? Well, you got it wrong anyway. Hands. Quick.
Biting.
Okay. Garrett.
What? What did you say?
Garrett.
My last name?
Yeah.
Oh. Legend.
Hedgehog.
What's going on, man? Pundit?
Yeah. Pundit? Yeah, he is. Guinness.
Pineapple.
So what's the point?
Goalie.
It's Theo
again.
Lad messaged me halfway through the round. Give me a word to say.
I think Hedgehog and Pineapple might have given away. Yeah, it's Theo Baker.
If you meant to help me there to make it harder.
Do you know who the player is?
So who? What do you say, guys?
I said Guinness, Hans, and
pundit.
I said
legend. Goalie, pundit, Garrett,
Rob Green.
Oh no,
Guinness.
Oh, wait. Oh, Shay Given.
Yes, well done.
Well done.
But you said Rob Greasy.
Yeah.
Final round.
But you know why I said Garrett?
Because I said Hans.
What? No.
Oh, because I'm Irish.
No, because whenever you put a betting tipster thing out, Shay Given's on.
Oh, yeah. Coffee bet. Yeah, my man.
You should have given me an actual clue to say to make it harder.
I couldn't think on the spot. You first. And also,
so you said hedgehog.
Also, I can't cheat. There's
hedgehog.
Integrity in this game.
Hedgehog.
Yeah, bro. Don't ask for cheats.
It's just backfired.
Injured.
Nice.
Overrated.
Hair.
Shit, that was my word.
Hair.
Beard.
Hair.
Iconic moment.
Fit girlfriend.
My man.
Fit girlfriend.
That is cool.
Thanks, man.
My guy.
You can't say the same thing.
Oh, sorry. No.
How do I go with that? Really beautiful girlfriend.
Shed?
What?
Just recent memories.
Right, Tom?
Shed?
Am I guessing?
Well, it's not go. It's not
oh,
it's
my go. Yeah. Shagger.
Right. So, one of you are the imposter. Who do you think it is?
I don't think anyone's the imposter.
Yeah.
Someone's definitely the imposter.
Well, in that case, I think it's Tom.
I think it's Reeve then.
I think it's Tom because
you said shed. I don't get that.
But he said shagger.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, no.
You should know now. It's definitely.
Yeah.
Wait,
what did you say first?
I remember.
And what did you say first?
What did I say?
What did was I it say? Iconic moment.
No, iconic moment.
You said iconic
that
moment.
That was
the
second one. That was the second one.
What was my first one?
Iconic moment. Sort of true though.
It's true. Yeah, it's true. But
unless he worked it out.
Yeah, I think that's what's happened.
I can't remember what I said first.
Something like overrated.
Overrated.
Yeah.
Overrated.
It's Tom.
Yeah, it's got to be Tom.
How is he not overrated?
I said fit girlfriend.
You don't know. You don't know the fucking player.
It's Tom. It's definitely Tom. It's 100% Tom then.
Right.
It's you.
He's overrated.
It's you.
He's overrated.
It's you.
Is he not overrated?
No.
Does he not have an iconic moment?
Nope. It's multiple.
Oh god, no, right, fucking hell.
Mainly one though.
No man, there's multiple.
Theo, who are you voting for?
I vote for Tom.
Reeve, who are you voting for?
It's got
Tom.
Reeve.
You gotta guess who it is, remember?
Imposter, reveal yourself.
It's me. I think I know it though.
Who?
Is it Crouch?
And he is wrong.
It's
Beer Mate.
It's me.
Oh God, I said Shagger.
That's what I knew was you.
I thought you caught on and knew when you said
yeah,
iconic moment.
Was the Wembley thing. We were like, fuck, he's got it.
No, I wouldn't have said that iconic moment, mate.
Iconic.
I thought he did know because he started it off with overrated and usually that would be like a dig at you.
Yeah. I didn't know who it was. I only guessed when you said fit girlfriend and then when you laughed at me saying Shagger.
Yeah.
So you fancy Abby Clancy?
Yeah.
Well, that was good.
Don't you?
What do you mean by shed?
Yeah.
When we went midweek.
To a shed?
Oh, yeah. You were in a shed, weren't you?
Not really a shed. It's more like a wigwam.
Yeah, but I wasn't trying to give anything away. I just thought it was one of the recent things I thought.
Should have said wigwam.
Right. And then, then you would have worked it out.
Yeah, true that.
Yeah.
Well, guys, that was a game of imposter. Woo.
I did the best then. As the imposter. I nearly got you.
You didn't though.
I did nearly get you.
I actually did the best.
As soon as you said Shagger, I knew it was you.
Sorry, mate.
Do you know what? Actually, I was going to say Tubby. But then I thought he's Peter Crouch. He's not Tubby.
Tubby? Yeah.
Okay, right.
Oh, fucking hell, mate.
Yeah, all right. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Massive. Yeah,
can we end the show?
Hang in a minute. That's huge.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in as per usual. Remember to rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Yeah, I'm going
to
read all the comments on this one.
We will see you at the weekend for a huge match in the Premier League.
Could be a title decider.
Could be. Ta-ra.